It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, coming from the members of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They encourage you to put down your mouse and get out of the house. Local businesses invite you to mask up, buy local, and engage in safe commerce. Visit CarolinaChamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership. Joined on the phone by the Mayor of Hillsboro today, Jen Weaver. HillsboroNC.gov is the town's website for more information on town government. Mayor, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Aaron. It's good to be back.
And we'll talk about a number of different things on the town's agenda this week, including last night's board meeting. But before we get to that, you were saying earlier today, we were emailing back and forth, and you mentioned that the town has an update on some transportation projects on the state level that have been pushed back a little bit, but we've got some updated timeframes now, right?
That's right. So one of the things that's been in the news for the past several months is the intense, to say the least, funding crunch that the NC Department of Transportation is in. Part of it is because they've had to spend so much more of their budget on storm repair and recovery in recent years. And then in addition, you know, that department being funded by the gas tax, and then with people driving less during COVID, they've taken another big hit. So anyway, they are in a pretty serious financial crunch, which has led to, we knew that this was coming, that these projects were going to be delayed. So we got an updated list at the Durham Chapel Hill Carrboro MPO meeting last week. So we got lists for Durham and Orange County. And so like South Churton Street widening, which was a big topic of conversation last year as we kind of first got to get an idea of what DOT had in mind for that. The right-of-way has been pushed back to 2025. Construction wouldn't start till 2029. The I-85 and South Churton Street interchange, all phases of that have been pushed back 3 years. So similarly, no right-of-way would be done on that until 2025, construction in 2028. So there's a couple others, but those are the biggies. And everything has been delayed significantly, which in some ways is frustrating, but I'm going to take the optimistic view that perhaps this will give us an opportunity to have more, think through some more climate-friendly transportation policies at the state level. So that's what I'm going to keep my energy focused on moving in this interim period.
That is a good point. I know we're talking about some of those projects getting underway, obviously, as you mentioned, a lot earlier than they now will. Will this mean that Hillsboro, that the town board will have to consider changes around those intersections, or as you mentioned, kind of more holistic changes?
Well, my guess is that the town of Hillsboro is just going to have to, you know, kind of make do, I'm sorry to say. Mm-hmm. We don't have the capacity to do anything on the scale of major overhauls to interchanges or roadways. So we continue to think creatively and are always looking for opportunities to add pedestrian and bike facilities. I know that we'll continue to do that. But the truth of the matter is that opportunities for that are few, in part because they often, though the state has changed its, basically state funds for those kinds of projects are hard to get unless they come with a road project. So it's not an easy path. And the great thing about our MPO that we are a member of is that MPO is very committed to doing a lot of just advocacy and trying to be a place of leadership for the need for making bike and pedestrian facilities more ubiquitous along with public transportation instead of such a state-heavy focus on our roads.
Speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver again, HillsboroNC.gov for more on town government. Town board did have a meeting last night with a couple of key items on the agenda, including considering rezoning 6 acres around Holiday Park Road for development. What was the recap of the meeting?
Yeah, this was a pretty mellow meeting last night after some lengthy ones the past few times we've met. But this particular item that you're referring to is the former Moose Lodge up off Highway 70 on Holiday Park. And they want to turn that parcel into a indoor storage facility. And so it's just moved its way through the planning process. And it's one of those things that, you know, it's one item, but takes three different decision points. One was to annex, one was to rezone, and one was to change the future land use plan to match that parcel.
Was that done last night?
It was done, yes.
Other things from the meeting last night? I know that was kind of one of the bigger items on the agenda.
Yes, not a whole lot of other big items. There was another rezoning of a smaller plot of land off West Queen Street from R15 to R10, but won't really result in, at least if the developer does what they said they intended to do, their request for that rezoning was less about wanting to build more houses, but needing to have a narrower lot or access points for the home. So that was also approved after unanimous approval from the planning board. And what else did we do? That was really the main parts.
You can get the full recap and take a look back at the agenda for the meeting online at hillsboronc.gov. Speaking with Mayor Jen Weaver, and speaking of decisions that the town has recently made, another kind of big development in the last couple of days has been the release of $86,000 in COVID-19 relief funds to five different organizations to help folks with housing and food and utility payments, right?
That's right. So we basically did the same thing that we did with the first round of our CARES allotment, that the county just parceled out, you know, proportionally to population, to the municipalities. And, you know, we, for Hillsboro, we were looking, you know, something that we could do quickly, easily, and that would be effective and really help people in need. So we, similar to what we did before, we divvied it up between water and sewer bill assistance, housing assistance, and food assistance.
How did you decide on, it's Orange County, OCIM, Orange Congregations and Mission, Porch, El Centro Hispano, the Fairview Community Watch, and the Orange County Housing Department. How was it decided on those five?
That's a great question. So Orange Congregations and Mission is, you know, they have always been the administrator of our water and sewer bill assistance. Mm-hmm. So that was why our water and sewer went there. I guess you're just asking about the food, you know, why those four organizations for the food assistance. And so we chose OCIM because they already do so much work in the community. That's just something they're very dialed into. And then Porch, same way. So those are organizations that have a fair amount of capacity where they have a system in place and could serve even more families if they had, you know, some more money. And then one of the things that we did through Porch is also rent some space in, oh my goodness, now I'm forgetting the name of it, PFAP.
You know, okay.
Some refrigeration space so that to keep, you know, like gallons of milk so that they could distribute more of those, that kind of fresh stuff that needs refrigeration. And then Fairview Community Watch is an organization that has deep roots in the Fairview community, knows the community. And so that's one asset they have. And then another piece is just wanting to help them build a little bit of capacity. So if they, you know, had the opportunity to use these funds, then that would just be a way for them to kind of, I want to be clear, that all the funds will be spent on food. It's not built on the organization, but just, you know, just helping them build their own organization as they make connections throughout the community and getting people some direct assistance. And then El Centro Hispano was chosen because we, you know, like everywhere else in the county, we have a significant Latinx Spanish-speaking community in Hillsboro. And are interested in, you know, El Centro having a bigger presence. So this was a way to bring them in a focused way as well.
Again, speaking with Mayor Jen Weaver, and as we wrap up, other things going on in Hillsborough that folks want to know about?
You know, there's lots of online events happening in the arts. You know, Burwell School has got stuff going. The Orange County Museum is getting stuff going closer to the end of the month. And, you know, our galleries are doing things too. And so just there's a lot of stuff for people to dial into. And then some of those will be, are moving into the actual walking in with safety precautions as well. So I encourage folks to go to the Visit Hillsborough and see website and check out all the many things that are happening. And there's more of those each day cropping up.
VisitHillsboroughNC.com is that website. I haven't mentioned that website in months. This is cool. We're starting to get a little bit back to normal. I like it. Visit HillsboroughNC.com for more information on stuff happening. And again, HillsboroughNC.gov for more info on town government. As always, Mayor Jen Weaver, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me, Aaron. I'll talk to you next week.